Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
How would you describe this season in your own words?
It's been good. Learned a lot. Been developing a lot too. It's been a pretty well season overall on both sides of the ball. But I've been learning a lot about myself offensively and defensively.
How about the fact that, you know, the adversity that you went through going back a year ago, can you imagine you would be able to handle it like you do now?
I feel like yes. I have a pretty good head on my shoulders usually and try to stay positive as possible. But, but I'm still proud of myself for the way I handled everything this year. But like you said, going back, I probably couldn't even imagine.
Because you never failed before. That's, you know.
It's been a minute at least. Yeah. Last time was probably college when I got redshirted my freshman year. That counted for me. So I kind of feel the same way as that, kind of just like redshirted again, to be honest.
But conversely, like the fact, like you said, and Alex Cora said how much you've improved, like that's the thing. You must look back at this year, like Chris said, and say, all right, you know what? It was tough, but where we ended up was a lot better than where it was.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's how it is sometimes, especially in this game. It's a tough game overall. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs, as you guys know. But you got to try to stay level-headed as possible and know that you're always getting better each and every day as long as you put the work in. And, getting better, sadly, isn't always linear. Sometimes you got to go down to get back up. So that's just what it is sometimes.
What was their message to you when they sent you down about the opportunity of coming back up?
I didn't really – at the time, we didn't really talk about, obviously, going back up immediately or anything crazy. It was really just going down to get my feedback under me, develop, keep getting better, and just stay ready for when that call happens again.
How much better are you now than when, you know, when you did get sent down?
I feel like I'm better. Offensively and defensively, I've been working pretty much all over the field defensively. Offensively, I've been, doing better too. Just kind of sticking to a plan when I go up to bat, not being all over the place. That's really it.
What are you better at offensively?
Offensively, yeah. It's really just going up there and approach and sticking to my approach throughout the whole bat, really, in my opinion. Just try to keep it simple as possible when I go up there and not do too much. I think that can also get to you a little bit when you get up there in Boston trying to do too much. Trying to do too much sometimes.
What do you look at as the difference between your April and your May?
Overall, I play better. I hit better in April than May. But I honestly, it's baseball. It's tricky. It's tricky. It's a tricky game sometimes. Nothing physically or mentally happened or anything, though. So that's the good part. It's just baseball is like that sometimes. Like I said, it hasn't happened in a minute to me like that, but it's good to go through it at an early age, so like when it happens again, because it's going to happen again, I can get out of it faster than how long it took this time, because it took, what, about 2, 3, 4 months, or maybe 2, 3 months up there for me to try to get out of it. And so when I get my next opportunity to go back up and it happens again, or I catch a little time or whatever, I'll be able to get out of it a little bit faster.
Chad Tracy had said, you said that you can point to this, have other people point to you as an example. Like, we kept pointing to, well, look at Jackson Holliday, look at Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. Now they can point to you. Do you look at it that way too?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I mean, yeah, because like, I mean, I tell people all the time, there's a lot more people that go through this than I actually realized when it first happened, because I didn't know, obviously, everybody who's gone through it. You kind of only worry about or hear about the great part of people's careers, you know, and you never realize what they went through when they were younger. Kind of like, I never knew my child had option. I wouldn't believe you if you told me that, you know what I mean? But down the road, he's one of the best players that ever played the game. So it's just, that happens sometimes, you know, it's a part of the game. And as long as you learn from it and get better, at the end of the day, I think it's a good thing to go through. Obviously, everybody doesn't have to go through it. You know, some people, just great, you know? But if you do have to go through it, it's good to have somebody to talk to about it that's been through it also, and somebody you can relate to.
With the perspective you talked about, was there ever a point where it was like, you know, you were playing for that callback versus playing to get better and stay in the moment? Did you have to kind of reframe your brain on that throughout the summer?
Yeah, I was pretty much kind of like playing to get better, because if I play better, I'll get called up. So like, I was playing to develop and get better, and when the time is right, they will call me back up. That's kind of how I took it.
Mm-hmm. What are these next couple weeks? Are you gonna go to Fort Myers?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Fort Myers with the guys going down there to be ready for the playoffs, just in case one of us get called up or something. But I'll be down there training and hitting and doing defense and getting at bats and stuff, so I'll still be down there training after the season finishes up here. And yeah, I'll be there.
Thanks, Mom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.